Chanel Harris-Tavida, thank you so much for your time. It's so great to be chatting to you. Welcome back to Rugby League. How have you settled back in at the club and how's the body coping with pre-season after a year off?
Thanks for having me, Darcy. It's been tough getting back into it. Like, I had a full year of pretty much travelling and not doing too much running and wrestling. So to get back into that's been quite a shock to the body. But I'm slowly adapting the training and I feel like I'm in a good position physically.
We'll dive into your year off a little later. But first, I'd love to know your first impression of Andrew Webster.
Yeah, you guys all right, Webby? I had a little bit to do with him for Tour Samoa. I had a test match, or we had a test match against the Cookies. It was, about a year and a half ago. And he was the assistant coach alongside Richard Agar, who's also assistant coach here now. So had a good experience with those boys during that week. And, quickly found out they were legends. So that's cool. It's good having a good coach, but when they're also good people, then that makes it 10 times better. So,
what he achieved in his first season as an NRL coach, did that surprise you at all, or did you know he had that in him?
It was a little bit of a surprise. Like, I thought the boys would do well under him. I know he'd been here before, like he'd been an assistant coach at the Warriors before, so he knew the culture, which is one of the big challenges being an NRL coach at the Warriors, is understanding the culture here and how different it is to Australia. And so I knew he wouldn't have a problem with that. And but I was also shocked to see how consistent the boys were. And just his first year as a head coach, he took them from the bottom to the top four. And that was pretty enticing to see, like for myself, being someone that was on the fence of coming back. I wouldn't have come back if they weren't doing so well.
Has the club changed much since from when you were gone to now, whether it be culture, professionalism, even just the vibes?
I think that's what it is. It's the vibes. There's obviously an emphasis on winning here, and it's something all the boys have bought into. But at the same time, everyone's having fun. And like when we come to work, we rip in, we're doing everything we need to get to where we want to go. But then once we leave the stadium, once we leave the changing rooms, then it's tools down and we can enjoy our life that's away from footy. So I think Webby has a good way of giving the boys a bit of balance and not taking footy back into our personal lives, because it can get pretty demanding physically and mentally. So to step away from it for a bit before you come back, it helps you get refreshed and you're ready to rip in every day.
Now, you took a year off from the game. I would love to know, how'd you spend that year?
I spent that year just spending money, to be honest. I saved up a little bit of cash to go traveling and started off in Bali in Thailand. I went there by myself, bit of soul searching. it's pretty cheap traveling around Asia. I was staying in a few hostels and met lots of cool people that were also solo traveling. My next trip was to America with some schoolmates a bit later in the year. We went up to LA, down to Cancun, and then back up. My mate had family in Washington, D.C., so we went and stayed with them for a bit, which was good because they could show us around, and it was obviously a little bit cheaper because we could stay with them. And we finished up in New York, had the 17-hour flight back, and then I think that's when the boys started playing finals footy. So stayed at home for a few weeks. I went to a couple of the games, went to the Newcastle game where they won to book their preliminary spot, and ended up going over to watch that game. And that was to see the boys, because I experienced where we were the year before, and to go from there to where they were, it was actually, I wouldn't say unbelievable, but like I said before, it was a surprise to me, like how how well they were going. And I just wanted to be a part of it, to be honest. And a couple of weeks later, Wade Egan actually messaged me after the Brisbane game when they lost and said that he was going to South America for 2 weeks. And I still had a little bit of cash saved, and I was just like, I know I'm going back to footy mid-November, so might as well just jump in, jump in with Wade. And yeah, so we went to Lima, Peru, down the Buenos Aires in Argentina, and then we finished off in Brazil. So it was a good way to finish my my sabbatical. And as soon as I went back to training, I was pretty dark and pretty tan from being in South America. So
you went out with a bang.
But yeah, definitely no regrets about last year. I'm happy that I did what I did, but I'm also happy to be back at training with the boys.
After spending so long in the rugby league system, you know, you were developed, you played all the lower grades to get to NRL, and then to take a step away and experience life away from footy, did you learn anything about yourself, or what was the most eye-opening thing about it?
G'day, it's Matty Johns here from the Matty Johns podcast. Now, each week on a Wednesday, I'm going to talk rugby league, bringing listeners to the very latest from the NRL, including insight analysis from one of the sharpest minds in the game, Cooper Cronk. Plus, on Fridays, we'll bring you inside the Johns family household.
When I Googled electric eel, it came up with the most frequently asked questions. First one was, can I power my house with electric eels?
Whether it's NRL or laughs, there's something in this podcast for everyone. Search for the Matty Johns podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the biggest thing was, like, it made me realise how small, like, our country is compared to the rest of the world. Like, I think when you're in the your day-to-day grind during the season, it feels like your world is just like it's just in front of you, and you think rugby league is everything. And was obviously the results matter, because that's why what you get paid to do. You get paid to win, but when you don't get the result, you feel like it's the end of the world. But I think last year it taught me that there's so much else to experience other than rugby league, and like, you can use it for good, and you can also let it be consumed by it. So I think it's having a good balance away from it helps you perform the best when you're in the environment.
I remember when you made it known public that you were going to take a break, you were really strong on saying that you're not retiring. You're just simply taking a break. So I take it you always knew you were going to come back to the NRL at some stage?
I just wanted to leave the door open, to be honest. Yeah. I'm only 24, so maybe if I was 29 or 30, I probably would have said I was retiring, but I'm still in my early 20s, and I feel like at that stage when I made the decision, I felt like if I did decide to come back, I could get myself back into shape so that I could perform back at a high level.
Did you expect to come back this soon?
In the back of my mind, I thought if I did come back, I'd only have a year off. But I thought if I stayed away for two or more years, it would have been too hard, because every year the game's getting faster, the boys are getting bigger, and all these young kids that are coming through, they're already bigger than me, and they're still growing. So, I don't think I would have been able to keep up if I had another year off.
Well, that's the thing about leaving the game, is you got to be able to get back in. So at any point, did you have any, even a little bit of concern of thinking, well, they're going to fill my spot in the top 30. I've got to now try and get back in. Did that cross your mind?
A little bit, but I had a few chats with some coaches that said that if I was to come back if I did decide to come back, then they'd be happy to take me in. And I think that gave me a bit of sort of like a safety net, really. Like, I knew I could go and have a year off, and these coaches were telling me that if I did want to come back, then they'd take me in. So, when my agent reached out to Webby, and said that I was keen to come back, then they came back with an offer the next day, and I was pretty grateful for them.
Is it fair to say, you know, taking that break has kind of reignited your passion for the game?
I think so. Yeah, I've had a lot more fun than previous times. I don't like to look too far back on my experiences that I had before the break. But I'm also feel like I'm in a better place than I was.
And you're inspired after watching your teammates do what they did last year?
Yeah, definitely inspired. It was so fun to watch the brand of footy they were playing, and I feel like if we can keep that going and add a few more strings to our bow, then we'll continue to do well.
And what's the plans for you this year? Where are you training? What position do you want to play?
I've been training in the halves. I've done a bit of training at hooker. I'm pushing for a spot in the halves, but if Webby sees me as a utility off the bench or wherever he sees me, that's where I'm happy to play. So when you come into a team that's doing so well, it's hard to push for a spot, but that's what I'm trying to do. And at the end of the day, it's Webby's choice where I play. So.
And finally, the thought of, you know, pulling back on that Warriors jersey and running out at Go Media Stadium, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I try not to think about it too much because I get too excited. But I just think back to the homecoming game that we had after being away for 3 years. That was probably the best crowd I've played in front of in my short career so far. So, and when I came and watched the Newcastle game, the crowd was even bigger than the homecoming. So if we can get those crowd numbers out to Mount Smart consistently, then it's going to be a big lift for the boys.
Well, Chanel, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure chatting, and I wish you all the very best for 2024.
Thanks, Darcy. Thanks for having me on.